The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, you know, I was gonna say at the during the last hour, what did you do to USA Prepares? We were second from the bottom. Second. I mean, we're only worse than one guy.
I'll have to try harder.
It's kind of like, you know, you lend your vehicle to someone and it comes back, you know, with the front end smashed, you know, or dents or something. I'm thinking, no, impossible. It, absolutely impossible. That did not happen with John Reagan. No way. So, you know, I'm looking at the stats and we're number one on GCN and we're like at the second from the bottom on TalkStream Live. Well, I asked our engineer, Justin, if the listen line was working, and I called it, and it is, and you know what? All of a sudden, we're back to our normal spot in the top 20%. So, anyway, just wanted to let you know, in case you were wondering what happened. I don't know what happened, but I think whoever it is that's doing this enjoys it, and so do I. I enjoy the challenge, so thanks so much for keeping us on our toes. Whoever you are. And, you know, John, I think there's probably a host of government employees whose sole job it is to listen to radio broadcast and write down and take notes and type them up and send them into headquarters, wherever that is, to let their bosses and bosses' bosses and bosses' bosses' bosses know what we're up to. So I think they're all busy doing that. So and if they'd like to come to the meetup tonight and join us, we'd love to see who they are. However, they won't have the guts to do it. And that's meet up tonight at Jimmy's Egg. Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 o'clock, Springfield, Missouri, on Battlefield Road. Meetup's free. If you'd like to have the finest breakfast or lunch in town, seriously, seriously, at very reasonable prices, Jimmy's Egg. John Reagan, where do you want to start for hour number two? I'm at the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I clicked the news tab. Here I am. It says, resources for USA Prepares, October 6th.
Well, start at the top in Ebolaville.
Oh, man, you're close to it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you know, last hour I talked about Tuesday morning. I had to start off talking about the passing of Dr. Stan. Tuesday after the show, it's when the news broke that they confirmed that the patient in Dallas did have Ebola. So Wednesday morning, I have to start off with the show. Hey, we've got Ebola. Not only that, the hospital is 10 miles, that's mosquito flies, from where I live.
Yeah.
And John, Wednesday, fortunately, Dr. Sheila.
I'm concerned. Yeah. I'm concerned about Ebola. You know, some people think it's misdirection, false flag. I think Ebola's real. I met the guy and talked with him, the guy that discovered that it was man-made and it was a surgically deliverable weapon of war. That's Len Horowitz who said that. And so here we have it. And, you know, these diseases seem to come from Africa. And people, I was talking to a helicopter pilot over the weekend. He's a bright guy. I mean, you can't fly a helicopter and be a dummy. It's impossible. It's impossible to fly a fixed-wing aircraft and be a dummy. I mean, those two things are impossible. You got to be bright to do that. So we were talking about Ebola, and I said to him, you know, where do you think it comes from? And he said, well, you know, where the climate is just right for it, and, you know, Africa seems to be a good place for that. And so I said, do you think it's possible that it's man-made? And I think I shocked him. I don't think he ever thought that it was possible that Ebola would be man-made and that it would be a weapon and that it would be used to kill us. And then I wanted to plant in his mind the thought that he might have, he's a helicopter pilot and he flies for hospitals. He picks people up and brings them in for emergency services, emergency treatment. And I tried to plant in his mind that he might be flying some guy or some gal who has Ebola who might sneeze or cough, and he might end up dying as a result of being on that flight. And I think I planted that seed. And he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. And here's why I'm bringing this up, and here's why I'm taking this little diversion. So we have a friend of the family who's a helicopter pilot. And so he flies some guy who goes to the emergency room. He doesn't know that it's an Ebola patient. Then he comes over to our house for dinner. Just shows up, right? Now what? Could that happen to you? Could you have a friend who is a cop? Or a friend who drives a taxi? Or a friend who is a steward or stewardess on an airplane? Or a friend who is a doorman at a hotel in New York City who just opens the door for people and who just comes over to your house, sits down and watches TV with you? Can you imagine? Can you imagine having a friend who is unknowingly exposed to someone who has Ebola who brings it over to your house? And nobody's the wiser. Now what? John, is that far-fetched?
Unfortunately, it's not. And I've already decided this year we're not going to participate in Halloween.
Okay. Well, we have participated every year for the last, since living in Virginia. So it'd be 24 years, no one has come to our house, which is kind of nice. we believe it's because we have a long driveway and you know, we're not the low-hanging fruit. It's a pain in the neck to open the gate, come down the driveway. You know, it's just a long trek for candy. So no one comes to our house, and we have even a longer driveway here in Missouri, so no one's been here. So it's kind of nice. We're ready for them, but I think you've got a really good point there. Unfortunately, I really believe that Ebola is real. And one of the things that I'm going to talk about tonight, well, I mean, we know it's real, but what I'm saying is I don't think it's a false flag. Tonight at the meetup, I'm going to talk about that and how many people are really prepared to hunker down for whatever period of time they need to. And John, wouldn't you say that's over a month if there's an Ebola outbreak? If you're told by the authorities that you will remain in your home because we're concerned that you might have it, so you just stay put, and if you come out, we're going to shoot you. Isn't that where we're headed with this?
I believe so, and there's so many variables in this. We're at least fortunate in that Ebola is not the most easily transmitted, and it's rather slow moving. However, it still has the same exponential pattern, and when it makes that uptick, as what we're seeing in Africa, that's when deaths and infections start accelerating. They are stressing that you need close contact with the infected person and that's partially true. What you need is close contact with an infected person's bodily fluids, of which there's many different types of those. And you need contact with that on your skin. And it's true that the virus itself is not airborne, but the bodily fluids can become aerosolized and be in the air. The virus outside the body can last for at least a few hours, and if it's inside bodily fluids, it can last for a few days. So the risk is not zero. You know, that said, you know, I'm not overly concerned. I'm not rushing out to get, you know, these suits to dress up in, because to me it's ridiculous, because you don't know when you really need to be wearing one. And you can't live inside one of these suits 24 hours a day.
Right.
So.
And so what is our friend, John? Is distance our friend? Distance from the problem? I believe that is our friend. Just like distance from microwave radiation is our friend, distance from radioactivity is our friend, and distance from society is our friend. Isn't that true?
Right. I would stay away from, you know, large gatherings of people, you know, like, you know, all the sports stadiums around here. Mm-hmm. We had a discussion Wednesday morning with Dr. Shealy. If you want to check out the first hour, that was part of it. And the best, you know, defense for this is having a strong immune system. So Dr. Shealy went into detail on supplements and practices that you would want to consider for making sure you have your immune system tuned to its best.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my concern is that I might have to hunker down for a while and just stay on the farm. And I am preparing for that. I mean, I've been pretty well prepared. But, John, what happens if the power goes out simultaneously? Let's say there are two separate events that happen near in time to each other, a couple days apart. Let's say there's a coronal mass ejection, or let's say there's an overload of the power system, or let's say there's an accident that causes the power to go down. And we are experiencing an Ebola outbreak in our area. How could we possibly stay home if we don't have everything we need to stay home for a month or so? Think about that, class. Are you ready? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying this is what I'm preparing for. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.65, $6,30.82 for a half ounce, or $3,15.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.65, $6,30.82, and $3,15.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John, I wasn't kidding about the level of preparedness that we're undertaking. I don't know if Ebola is it. I don't know if it's Fukushima. I don't know if it's a coronal mass ejection. I don't know if it which of these first things is going to happen first. I don't know if it's the economy. I don't know if it's a mistake by one of the globalists that causes us to go into a thermonuclear war. I don't know if it's the crop failures. I don't know if it's the geoengineering. I don't know which one of these first things we're going to experience first. But I'm preparing to hunker down for as long as I have to. And that's why I've been, that's why when people call the farm, the phone just rings and rings and rings, because I'm not inside. I am busy outside taking care of preparing for what I believe is going to be also a harsh winter. So those are the things that I'm doing. And I'm also thinking, you know, tonight at the meetup, I'm going to be discussing the future of our meetups. You know, I'm not going to Springfield, Missouri for a meetup if there's any outbreak. I'm not doing it. And I don't want anybody else to do it either. So we need to make sure that we have this discussion tonight at the meetup about, well, at what point do we say, you know, it's really not safe. And we know at some point we will get to that point. We know that's going to happen. We don't know if it's going to be because of an outbreak of a disease or whether it's because of social unrest. We don't know exactly what's going to cause it. But at some point, there aren't going to be any meetups. And at the same time that there aren't going to be meetups of USA Prepares, we're going to see people not showing up for work for the same exact reasons. Like that helicopter pilot we were discussing during hour number one. He's not going to go to work. The stewardesses are not going to go to work. The planes are going to stop flying. The trucks are going to stop hauling food and supplies and energy. All this is going to come to a stop at some point. And we need to be prepared for it. Your thoughts?
And, yeah, hopefully we will have more time. I was kind of hoping for 2 to 3 years, just with the financial situation. With Ebola now here, unless we're very, very lucky, we've got problems. These articles I have posted kind of put some doubt on whether or not we're going to be lucky. I've got how not to, get your bed now, and the Keystone Cops had it more together. The first of those, right, how not to, shows them pressure washing the sidewalk where the Ebola patient threw up on his way to the ambulance. They're probably not using any sanitizer in that. The water is going right down the storm drain. Nobody is wearing anything, not even a mask, although the mask isn't what's important. You really want a face shield because you don't want the water getting on your face. I've seen other pictures where there's a guy just down the sidewalk from here that's walking through the water on his way to his car.
Mm-hmm.
How not
and he doesn't...
Yeah,
Johnny doesn't know. He doesn't know what's in the water. He's because he's not right there. And how many people actually saw the vomiting? You know, actually saw that. And if they didn't see that, it's just if they see it later, it's just some guy with a pressure washer doing what happens in parking lots. But I can tell you, we have a pressure washer here at the farm. It's about 1,800 pounds per square inch. That thing, when it blasts the water out the wand, the atomized spray easily goes 50 to 100 feet, depending in the wind. If the wind is blowing downwind, you're going to get it. You're going to get a blast of it of the mist at 100 feet. Easily.
Yeah, think about what it's like when you just go to do-it-yourself car wash.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And so this guy is not in a car wash. He's not in a semi-closed-in area that's closed in on, you know, top and left and right and open and on the ends. He's out in the parking lot. Anybody around there is going to get blasted with it. Ebola vomit. Keep that in mind. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, I'm looking at a post that you've got a link to on the website, and there are a couple custodians there, and they've got these hazmat suits on, and they look like, you know, they look like it's in elementary school. And they've got these white suits on, and they've got the gloves. They've got the foot protection, the little booties on. They've got goggles on, but they don't have the hoods over their heads. And I'm thinking, it'd be pretty cool to have a couple of those suits for the family. So when these guys show up at our house to invade us, we just say, put the suit on, and you have a biohazard logo stenciled on the front and the back, and just say what? You guys want to go in there, it's all yours, you know, And then, of course, none of those guys would want to touch us, right? So I think that's a great thing to have. I think everyone should have, for your own protection against the government, a biohazard suit. But, you know, you're right. You can't wear one 24 hours a day. I just think it'd be great to have for an emergency, for when they show up at your house and they want to invade your home. You just walk out the door with your biohazard suit on. Back to you.
And like you said, they're not wearing their hoods, and one of these workers has the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah.
You know, you're defeating the purpose. You don't have the concept. Now,
And now what's he doing? He's just cleaning up the hallway. He's taking out the trash from one classroom, you know, just emptying the classroom trash into this rolling garbage can, plastic garbage can, like, maybe 40, 45, 50-gallon garbage can. And he's rolling that down the hallway. There's two of these custodians. And it really looks like they're just cleaning out the waste paper baskets in the classroom. And they're wearing biohazard suits. Now, what is the message that this brings to mind? It brings to mind that this place is not safe for children to be there, right? If the custodians are wearing these hazmat suits, why would we allow our children to be in that environment?
What this one is telling me is it's all for show. Because first off, it is not very likely that any bodily fluids of patient zero made it to the school. So this is all being done as a show because they need the kids to show up because the federal government pays these schools money based on daily attendance and also participation in the free lunch program. And parents are keeping their kids home, so they need to do anything they can to give the parents confidence that things are fine with the school. What they are doing there is totally ridiculous for any real health reasons.
Yeah, when you mentioned the free lunch program, one of our children wanted to go to a public school, and we said, okay, you can try it. And when we met with the school system, they said, okay, and now you can sign up for free lunch. And we said, no, I don't think we need to do that. And they said, no, really, it would help the school. And they had two people, two separate individuals trying to convince us that what we should do is sign up for this free lunch program because the school gets more money if we got a free lunch than if we paid for our child's lunch. Can you imagine that? That's how it works. We said, nah, thanks anyway. Appreciate it. No, we're not doing it. So the schools have an incentive to have the children eat lunch for free. A financial incentive. They get more money than if you buy your own lunch. Something wrong with that picture.
The third one talks about there's only 19 level 4 biocontainment beds in the entire United States. The UK only has 4. So if you think you're going to get Ebola, do it now so you can get your bed.
John, you're saying 19 level 4 biocontainment beds for the population of almost 320 million of us here in America, right?
You got it.
19. How could that possibly work?
It won't take very much to overwhelm the system. And speaking of the system being overwhelmed, you probably read where the people stayed in the apartment, the family members stayed there for several days without cleaning up what was there because, you know, it's hazardous waste. And they finally got a professional company that knows how to wear hazmat suits and properly handle hazardous waste in there. But what slowed them down is they have to get permits from the government to transport the hazardous waste. So here you are. You need to get this stuff away from people so that they don't get contaminated, but you can't do it because you don't have a permit to transport it.
John Reagan, I was thinking about just something like that this weekend when I was in the trench, you know, installing the conduit and the cable and the water. And I was thinking, I can't imagine what it would be like if I had to get permits to do this stuff, you know, dig the trench and have somebody come and inspect it. Is it deep enough, wide enough, and so forth? And then lay the pipe and the conduit and the wire, and then have somebody inspect it. And then cover it up after I got, you know, that inspection, and then have somebody come back and say, okay, it's covered up. I just can't imagine what it would be like if I had to go through the government bureaucracy to just do what I'm doing here on the farm. It'd be impossible, absolutely impossible. So, and I'm thinking about all these people. You know, you get one guy with Ebola. How many government minions does it take to manage just that? 100? 1,000? How many? 2,000? 10,000? I'll bet the number is staggering. It's not just two or three. It's all the reporting that goes on, all the people that are in the loop. I remember when I had a job, we used to have this electronic mail system. It was before email. And just the information that people would communicate with each other about all the things they were doing. It was just impossible to deal with it. So many people got, because of it, so many people got involved. More people than necessary by probably a factor of 100. What's next, John?
And think about the cost of that, and that'll roll us down to the financial section.
Okay, yeah.
It was, I believe, the latter half of 2007 when I read a news article where the president of the Dallas Fed said that our unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare were $55 trillion, and that was the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about the financial report of the United States when I took an accounting course in 2009, government and nonprofit accounting. And since that time, this is the first time I have found a number for what we actually would be paying out. This is just for Social Security, which is the minor part of the problem. Over the next 75 years, the program would be paying out $134 trillion more than what it's going to collect. And that's with them calling inflation low so the benefits are not, you know, keeping pace with what people are having to pay. That's with overstating wage growth and people working growth. And it also factors out the increase in medical costs, which typically grow at a rate higher than inflation. So that $134 trillion is based on some pretty bad numbers. That's their happy path.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got research to do to find that so I can do more to translate it into what I've presented in the Financial State of the Union. But it really points out how we don't have the money to do anything with. And the next one, he even puts an exclamation mark on that, rolling over. And what has happened is that the United States government has shifted its debt to short-term instruments. And the reason for that is the interest you pay on those is less than you would for a longer-term instrument. What this has resulted in, we have roughly $17.5 trillion worth of federal debt. For 2013, $7.5 trillion of that was redeemed, and over $8.3 trillion was issued. So So you're looking at roughly $8 trillion a year, probably even going up higher than that as we go more and more into debt that has to be turned over. And if interest rates go up, the interest expense for the federal government is going to go up very fast. It's not going to be over a period of 5, 10, 15 years. It's going to be over a period of 2 to 3 years.
John, I remember talking with Bob Chapman many, many years ago. And I asked him how it was possible that my parents were able to just have my dad work, my mom stay at home. And then all of a sudden, both parents were working. And they seemed to have less. They had less than when my dad was working. And when it was just my dad working at $2,400 a year, we were doing fine. What happened? And he said, simple, taxes and inflation. They've eaten us alive. And he wasn't kidding. He really wasn't kidding. John Reagan and I will be right back after these two short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Okay, John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, I just got off the phone with a company that sells a portable booster kit with a power pack for cell phones. Kind of interesting technology. So if you can't get your signal out, this device will allow you. It's got a transmitter and receiver built in, so it receives what you got and rebroadcasts. And we're talking about getting those guys on the air with us. I'm interested in that. Glenn Meader's going to be with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about water. Imagine water pollution that you don't want to drink. How to filter that out. John, we're surrounded by problems, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So what's next?
Well, for those of you that believe in karma, this article may back you up.
Okay.
Ben Bernanke, the former Federal Reserve Chairman, who commands $250,000 per speech, was not able to refinance his mortgage. He was rejected.
Now, seriously, something's really wrong with this picture, right?
The housing market is just fine.
Yeah, I read that article also. And how is it possible that someone didn't say, I don't care whether this guy pays us back or not. It's irrelevant. You know, how much could he be borrowing? I don't know, $1,000,000, $2,000,000, $3,000,000. It's nothing. We'll just make some more. Yeah, I understand. But something's wrong with him not being able to get it. I would think that no matter what he does, no matter how insufficient his FICO score is, no matter how bad his credit is, they'd give it to him anyway. I don't understand this article. Do you?
It's mind-boggling, but apparently it's true.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it happened to him, and I'm glad he's getting a chance to see what it's like to be like the rest of us for, like, maybe just a couple minutes.
And the last article in the financial section, we've talked before about the chip and PIN that's coming next year.
Yes.
And it's called EMV for the technology. And this is the first I've seen the price on the terminals that the merchants are going to have to install these cards.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 prayer terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I looked around at the grocery store. They had probably close to 15 terminals in the store between the checkout counters, customer service, and the pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And like many supermarkets, they've got the gas pumps outside. So we're probably talking in the neighborhood of 20 terminals mm-hmm. that they okay. need just for one location.
Mm-hmm.
Now, supermarkets have a very low profit margin, 1 to 2%. So if this is one of those companies that's on that 1% side, in order to pay for that $1,000 terminal, just one of them, that is $100,000 in sales.
Mm-hmm.
So to put 10 of those in, that wipes out the profit from $1 million in sales. Putting 20 in, that's $2 million in sales that the profit's all gone for. Just put in the hardware to take these cards.
John, back in 1984, I probably still have it here in at the farm. I read a document, a banking document, and it's a pretty thick document about these smart cards and how they were coming, they were coming, they were coming. I thought, where are they? Well, here they are. And they talked about exactly this, where you would have a chip on the card, and these cards would have some historical data on them, some residual data on them, and that's how they're doing this, so that they know the last transaction amount and more, so they can compare that with what the mainframe has and make sure that that card is valid. And what it seems to me like what the banks are doing at this point is they're forcing their customers, their merchants, to go with this technology. Well, you don't have to, but if you don't, the amount that we are going to charge you, should fraud be involved, will be so painful that the merchants will yield and go to this technology. Is that right?
That's what it says.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so you're going to have more monitoring and smarter credit cards for your protection. I'm not buying it. I'm really not buying it. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us today. Class meetup tonight, Jimmy's Egg. We're going to talk about Ebola, and we're going to talk about small goals. I'll be there. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.